An estimated 1 million refugees and migrants arrived in Europe in 2015. Most of them were fleeing wars in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Nadra Aboud is part of that group, but this was not the first time she had to abandon her home. That was almost 70 years ago, as Rebecca Collard found out when she met Nadra on a bus near the Serbian-Hungarian border.
When Nadra Aboud left her home in Nazareth, she took just a small bag with a few key things. I had a homework assignment to do, so I brought my book, she says. It was 1948, and the newly declared state of Israel was at war with its neighbors. Nadra's father thought it was better to head north for a few days and wait for the fighting to blow over. Nadra was 9 years old. The family crossed into Syria and waited. We were sure we were going back, says Nadra. My mom told me I would be returning to my school soon. They were so sure Nadra's parents didn't enroll her in school in Syria. She'd be back home soon and could return to class. But the years passed. Her family found shelter in the Yarmouk refugee camp on the outskirts of Damascus. Nadra put her books in a box. They built a concrete home, but the Aboud's kept the key to their house in Nazareth. It was a big house, Nadra says, remembering her home in Nazareth. Two floors, made of stone. By the time Nadra got married in the 1960s, Yarmouk had grown into a busy neighborhood, housing thousands of Palestinian refugees. Then, in December 2012, Syria's civil war came to their neighborhood. Rockets hit near their home. I had to get my husband to the hospital because he got shrapnel in his head, Nadra says. So we went to one in Damascus. But when they tried to return to Yarmouk, they found the road closed. We had nothing at all, says Nadra. No money, nothing. They headed to the Syrian city of Al-Hami. But wherever we go, the bombing would follow us, says Nadra. They finally made it to Istanbul. Her husband died there in hospital. The family waited in Turkey, but there was no future for them. In September, they decided to join the tens of thousands of refugees heading toward Western Europe. Mona is Nadra's daughter. We had no official papers, no residency, and no future. Nothing, says Mona, of their time in Turkey. If we go to a European country, we'll get official papers, even citizenship. When I meet Nadra and her family on the Serbian-Hungarian border, they are in a crowded bus heading toward yet another camp. She's already crossed from Turkey to Greece by boat and traveled by foot, wheelchair and taxi up through the Balkans. She holds the travel document issued to her by the Syrian government. It's the closest thing she's ever had to a passport or citizenship. You know, we have no house, no nation. Where should we go? Wherever we go, the war follows us, she says. We heard good things about Germany. A week later, I get a voice message. Nadra has made it to Germany. She's again in a camp, but she laughs and tells me to come visit. When I call her back, Nadra tells me the family is now sharing a room near Warstein, Germany. Soon they hope to move to an apartment with more space. Nadra says she's happy, but that she still thinks often about Nazareth and their big two-story stone house. They are safe. The war is now far away. But for Nadra and the Aboud family, Germany represents more than just safety. It represents their first chance to be something more than refugees, to become citizens of a state. For the world, I'm Rebecca Collard.